The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome to the Brocast, where we dive deep into the world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door. The world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door. Ooh. Welcome to the Brocast, where we dive deep into the world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door.
Film companions are Meg and Alan watching these movies live. You guys can then sync up. It's like you're actually watching it with this guy.
You're in the room.
In the room.
I have to be in the room with this guy.
It's a bit hot in here, eh?
No, it isn't.
Might take me a bun out. Here we go.
Fucking hell.
You really... Why do you hate on
just
buns?
Just turn it up, will you, so I don't have to hear...
Why do you hate on buns, though?
Because they're not... Stupid.
You could pull it off.
I can't do it. I will look.
You know what? You can do anything that you want to do, and don't let that little man inside your head that says that you can't do it say you can't do it.
I don't have a little man. I kicked him in the head.
he's gone.
He's a prick. Okay?
He's dead now. He's Val Kilmer.
He's Val Kilmer. He's a dick, okay? Is it that time, Tom?
Yes, actually, always my drink's gone. Okay. What are you having? Oh, yeah, we'll do them.
No, you can.
Do the little ones first. Popping. Here we go, episode 10, guys. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. And girls.
Oh, I lived in a pot then.
Yeah, okay. Story of your life. Cheers.
It's different. What do you think?
What are you drinking?
We're trying the new V Bling.
Jesus.
It's currently a... $4 for $4 at Coles, so yeah. I don't think it's selling as much as the normal blue or regular can.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't feel so gangster when I drink it with my bung eye.
Part of me feels like rapping.
Part of me feels like, you know...
Like a present or something like that. Thanks, guys. Because you see that rapping? I put a W in front of it instead of doing like normal... What's that rapping?
Movie starting.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Paramount Pictures. The Columbia Pictures.
And this is old school Columbia Pictures. Now... Mind you, in this, as we're watching this too, I'll ask you, Tommy, if you could turn it up, because we'd like people to join in as well too, and to hear what we're listening to.
You can join in.
Shut up. First shot of the New York Library.
Shot of the city. This is Melbourne?
This is Melbourne. No, it's the New York State Public Library.
Oh, sexy. Look at that.
Who?
No. Who's it?
Huh. That guy with the grey shirt back there.
Oh, that was Sigourney Weaver. That's just the librarian.
That's the librarian.
Even better.
Even though she's been in a shit... This woman here, her name escapes me, she's been in a shit ton of 80s movies from back in the day. Always sort of in a way of, like, playing the victim or...
I reckon she would hold you.
What do you mean, in sex?
If you're ever sad or something, I reckon she would hold you. I like her sweater.
You like her sweater, do you? You've been warned.
No, I'm just, it's night time.
Yeah, I don't care.
The creep comes out.
Yeah, the creep comes out with the man bun.
Look at all the books. Whoa.
Spooky. What?
Did you see that, guys? 3 books just moved.
Yeah.
She missed it, though.
Like, you missed his Tom.
When was the first time you watched this, do you reckon?
Jesus. Probably going on, I think I might...
What's its rating? It's PG, so...
PG.
What?
But there's some of the stuff... Yeah.
Early '90s then?
I would think so, maybe when I was 8. So,
So it'll be like early '90s then?
Yeah, probably early '90s. I mean, I don't think...
That's going to be a lot of cleaning up now.
What's that? What's going on?
Pulling out all the
library cards. This is a relic thing. They don't have like this anymore in libraries anymore like this.
No, it's all digital.
It's all digital now. Even books like this. They don't even have books like this anymore. It's all digital, sadly. This is the gone of the days.
Do you reckon books will actually get phased out?
It will.
She's
terrified. Here it comes.
Oh.
Sorry, now going back to what you were saying.
Let's just play the song, guys, really quick.
Yep.
How you going?
Ray Parker.
Thomas.
Junior.
Got a man bun.
Leave me alone.
F off. See you later.
Yeah. Have a good night. We're at the Weaver Hall
Department of Psychology.
Paranormal Studies Laboratory.
Venkman burned in hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Made.
No, I actually honestly think books will just disappear. And I reckon when you go into a store now, they'll just be like little digital plugins that you can put into your iPad, tablet, or whatever.
This is one of my favourite scenes at the beginning of the movie here. We have Dr. Venkman, played by Bill Murray, is doing sort of a mind-reading technique, working with a very attractive young blonde woman and a very curly-haired gentleman on the side.
I was going to say, a very attractive young man and a blonde woman.
Sure, whatever gets your
fire. So I just thought you were...
You're not, just silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, from what we can see, he's clearly getting them right. He has the ability.
And the girl's just guessing.
And she's getting them right.
Getting them all wrong.
And he's getting shocked. He just dropped his gum.
But because Venkman's keen on the chick, he's making him get them right.
Okay.
This poor dude.
Look, he's absolutely flirting with her.
Just looking at him, I could just not imagine him ever being Batman.
That's
right. This is just going on our Batman episode from last month. Could you imagine him being Bruce Wayne and Batman?
No.
Because it would have been only a few years after this he would have done it.
Yeah, that's right.
Only about 5 years later, so could not imagine it.
Funny little thing about this scene here too, I remember in the PlayStation 3 game of the Ghostbusters, this was an actual game you could play while you were playing. It was a game within the game. And if you got it wrong, you got Slimer attacked you. If you did... See, he gets it right!
Was that game... Is there another game that's come out recently?
Yes.
It's all the girls, though, is it?
Part of the Lego's Dimensions story, yes.
Yeah.
Now, he winks at him. Yeah.
You're getting paid, aren't you?
Aren't you? You're giving me sharks! Yeah.
I was actually reading up recently about, the old Ghostbusters show.
Sorry about that. I remember hearing that pissing me off and was like, oh my god, that's another swear word I'm hearing.
One of my first swears that I remember ever getting ripped was after we watched The Mask. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember The Mask.
And you and I were mucking around.
Yeah, and you said...
And there's that scene where he says, and something about beating us, hey, I don't think you can beat me with one friggin' eye, and he pokes him in the eye.
Yeah, you said
that. Remember you and I did...
You said friggin'.
Yeah.
And mum and dad thought, oh my god. Yeah, you are a piece of shit.
Mum and dad was... They were really pissed off at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that was that bad. I thought I was just saying, oh, it's for The Mask. It's funny.
Yeah. First time we see Ray.
Played by Dan Aykroyd.
Here we go. Takes a swing in him here.
It's funny to think that, Dan Aykroyd and the late Jim Belushi. Was it Jim Belushi?
Yeah.
Were actually, they designed the original idea for this.
They wrote it.
Yeah, and it was called Ghost Mashers. With its old name. And it was an idea about them actually going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really just about Supernatural, but them going back in time. And then they end up bringing in, what's his name? He played Egon. He actually came in and said, look, now we got to tweak it around and change the storyline, and then they end up making the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so young there.
It is, because this is their old days of, if people probably still watch it today. I watched it for quite a bit and then stopped. It was Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yes.
So this is their early days.
It's still going now. That's what I mean. Think of how old it is and it's still going. It's had so many people come through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's where people start off.
Yeah.
Well, some people just drop off the face of the planet and go, were you on the show, were you?
Who are you? Right. I have to go in the background. What were you doing?
So we're back at the library. I asked another swear in the movie. We're going, swearing.
This is awesome. Where do you remember watching this the first time? I don't remember.
I think I might have been home.
Uncle Dave, do you
remember? Oh, shout out to Uncle Dave.
Yeah. We watched so many movies at his house, didn't we, when we first started?
There's a lot of movies we shouldn't even watch.
Here we go, the book.
Egon.
Oh! That would deafen you.
Yeah, it would. We have Egon, our first time we've seen Egon. God bless this man.
Yes.
He's the only Ghostbuster that's passed on.
And that's what I was saying about when I was doing some reading about what happened after this, like after the movies and they did the shows and they did the Ghostbusters. Was it the real Ghostbusters? Was it a TV show and Egon was in it or something? Or the new Ghostbusters and he trained up a youthful team I can't show you.
Yeah, he was like team of he was like the Yoda, and he was training these other.
And all the rest have moved on because it's been after like there's been no use, no reason to be doing ghost stuff no more. So he's kind of gone into hiding, doing his own program, and then these young kids come up and he trains them. And that's where I think they'll remember they're talking about a number 3 originally.
Yes.
Before they did the remake or the reboot.
The girls one. Yes.
They were going to do an actual Ghostbusters 3. And there's even been some talk on they're going to bring back Dan Aykroyd's character as the main guy. He was going to be the Egon as he's going and training up a new version of young people.
Well, have you seen the girl version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I didn't mind it. I like okay. it. I got a lot of shit. I remember on the low cut episode about it, being very negative towards it, and then going actually one night going, no, fuck it, I'm going to sit down and watch it. And I generally laughed at it because again, it's a lot of macho guys went into this going, well, what's this movie making funny guys for? And it's pretty much like, yeah, we are dumb. Shaved apes. And
what's the idea with what? What's his name? Hemsworth.
Well, it was pretty much that all the men in the movie are dumbasses. Yeah. We're all living like.
I watched it twice. Watched it once with the wife when it came out, and then again by myself. And I thought,
I liked it. I liked it.
Like I know it took bits of this, like from the original, but I would rather watch this one. It has nothing to do with gender. I just had a better idea.
Just be quiet. Just stop.
No, I have nothing.
I know you don't. But just
the actresses were fantastic. They were really good choices. I just think it was a movie that didn't need to be rebooted. I just didn't see why it needed to be.
Movie and
why
though?
I'm happy. The video games were cool. They made
metric fucktons out of that movie.
And that's the thing, if it goes well on the box office, we'll be calling for a sequel anytime soon. You know, will they do number 2 like this? Will they do the sequel of this movie?
Or will they do a whole separate story? Well, that was the one thing that got me excited at the end of that Ghostbusters.
Oh, movie, yeah.
With the girl. I think it was, what's Viggo?
Yeah.
And it was like, ooh, and that's how they just ended.
I was watching that the other day, number 2. I love number 2.
Number 2, I liked it. Your mucus. Ooh!
Ooh! So we have the three going down through the library trying to look at what the disturbance was, what the sexy librarian saw.
Jesus Christ, will you calm your pussy?
What?
Just calm the fuck down.
Can't you see beauty in someone that's older?
Not really. No, I'm good. I'm happy with people around the age of what I am.
They're going to look like that in years to come.
You're the one that's like, what colour are the drapes? Grey.
Kiss number one.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll eat that up with a fork. And a spoon.
A fork? That'll hurt.
And chopsticks.
Your hair and all that stuff.
Shut up.
What do we see here?
Here she is. Now, there's something that's really pissed me off, though, and it's not this movie, is that I actually had a booklet, a book that I showed you.
You took that photo off?
Yeah, and it's Tobin's Guide, Spirit Guide. Which is referenced later on in this movie.
Yep.
And I got it in my nerd box last year it was during the Halloween special.
What was that through did. Your...
Nerd box.
Ah, yes. Is that like, what's it called? Is that like that Loot Crate?
It is like Loot Crate, but it's, yeah, this was great. And the entire book gave you backstories to every ghost that everyone encounters in this.
Who made it? Was it done by what?
Dan Aykroyd.
Is it old though, or is it new?
New.
Okay, cool. I thought it was an old one they did around the old movie time.
Well, we are doing a recording on this upcoming Sunday.
Yep.
Sunday.
For our flight companion.
Oh, we'll bring it along and you can check it out and see how it is. It bums me up that I didn't bring it tonight because I would have read you a couple of passages.
No, bring it. Well,
because you get a backstory. I reckon we'll do
number
2.
We're going to do number 2 of this.
Yes.
We'll do a 2. Definitely do a 2.
Get her.
Oh. Jesus Christ. There's some sexy teeth there.
Calm down, Tom.
I reckon that would have scared the crap out of me if I was a kid.
Why are they running? Slow down. Hey. Tell them what's going on.
What was it? We'll get back to you.
Wait.
Look at the old camera.
Yeah, the thing is, old camcorder. Pigeons.
That's probably back when they had cell phones, not mobile phones. And cell phones. Samsungs and iPhones, iPads.
This is when cell phones were in your briefcase.
Yeah.
That type of style.
You had to pull the antenna bit up.
Mm-hmm. And you had to connect it. Yeah. And you had two giant...
car phones.
Yep.
I've always wanted to understand about car phones, like people like America. Were you allowed to use a car phone while driving?
Yeah, you were.
But you can't now... Hands... Like, you can't put a phone to your ear now, but you could back then.
Yeah.
Because I was watching Twins, classic movie guys, Twins. And yeah, when...
just answer the phone, your big lug.
Yeah, he's driving the car and DeVito's in front or behind him and he calls him on the phone and they're driving on the phone. And I'm thinking,
hello?
You can't do that now.
Is that you, Julian?
No, you see that little dot? That's me.
Hello?
You're going to see a set of lights coming up. It's a supermarket. A supermarket? Yeah.
Yeah.
They take your foot off the gas and I put it to the brake. And then he does a two-wheeler. Yeah. Classic movie. Maybe future film companion.
Maybe. Please stop the laughter.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're not.
So now they're just being informed that it's time to leave the university.
Yeah, why? Paranormal activities at a university. Yeah.
He looks like an evil guy.
He does.
He's like a bad guy, doesn't he?
He actually looks like the old lady just before. The old ghost.
It's her brother.
It's her brother. You know, she's dead. He's still alive. Yeah.
I do like how they did do this in the remake.
Mm.
How they get kicked out by the guy. He keeps giving them the bird and all that stuff.
Yep. He's taking everything off him.
Literally got nothing.
Yeah.
He looks so young in this. Look at the hair and all that. I love how he entered into like the conspiracy theory and paranormal stuff after.
After this, he found it so very interesting.
Mm. And one of the things on the actual featurette on the DVD, we're actually watching this on DVD, guys. It actually comes with a featurette that actually interviews with Dan Aykroyd. And he talks about how, you know, people come up to him and say, oh, it's so funny working with the ghost stuff. What was it like? And he says, you know, I actually really enjoy it. I love reading about it and going and researching about ghost stuff. It's not something I did as a one-off for a movie. I really actually enjoy paranormal stuff. Same as me, I love that. Conspiracy theories, ghosts. I've been into it as long as I knew what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I would always go to the library and get ghost books and haunted houses and UFOs. And
I have been doing that of late. Just the other night I went back and watched a few... Well, only because purely I heard the song on another podcast I was listening to, from the song from Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yes. What podcast was it?
The podcast was the Attitude Podcast.
Attitude Podcast. Yeah. Where can you find them?
Attitude.com podcast.
I'm not, are they on Twitter?
Yeah, they do.
Attitude
Podcast.
You know who you guys are.
Yeah, you know who you are. Two British fellas, one Irish guy, sitting around talking about wrestling.
Classic. Is it just WWF?
I just recently, they do WWF, and they did one WCW, Bash at the Beach, 2000.
2000, that was the Booker T, Hogan walkout thing, when Hogan walked out, and Vince Russo,
It was Vince Russo's baby.
Yeah, and you had,
and it was a cluster. Was
Jeff Jarrett take on Booker. Booker won the title, first title reign.
And you know what the sad thing about that was? People walked out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't give a shit.
Yeah, he was blurring the line way too much than Russo. You didn't know what was scripted and what wasn't scripted. I know.
Yeah, they didn't tell anyone.
It was weird. I've seen so many shoots about who was in on that. That Jarrett and Hogan and Russo were all involved. Other ones that say Hogan didn't know Jarrett was going to lie down. That Russo and Hogan were working on it and Jarrett didn't know. All these different things that people had spoken about. Side note, this woman here, she's actually from Seinfeld. She's the one on the in the episode where Kramer, George, Jerry, and Kramer are going on a train to separate points.
It's in Coney Island.
And she's
Jerry's
the one
going off to Coney Island.
She's the one with Elaine. Do you know when Elaine's
the lesbian?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 30 years of taking the subway and I talk to a woman.
Who's getting married?
Yes.
Two women?
Two women. Yeah, that's where she is. And then,
but that's her. I think she there's one line in this whole movie. She just says yes or something when they buy the
firehouse. The Ghostbusters had just been kicked out of the university where they were currently living. Nearly gets hit. Come on, hurry up.
Look here.
And
so they've just purchased an old fire station that they're going to use as their base of operation. And side note, that's the same firehouse that is used as the mechanics in The Mask.
Correct.
Featuring Jim Carrey. Here he is, my favourite character. Look at
same
him.
Here.
Love
same
the tracksuit, eh? Matching pants and shirt.
Again, where we have Sigourney Weaver's character. And yes, we are on the screen right now. We have, pardon me,
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Moranis. Only did a few movies, and then the sad thing.
Look at him looking butch ass. He left, just left.
No, his missus died.
Yeah, but he stopped all movies.
That's
he
what I mean. His missus passed away. He went, I'm looking after my kids now. Yeah. I'm not doing any more movies.
I think he came back and did one of the recent, what is it, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? He came back and did another one of them.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't really need to happen.
That didn't really need to happen.
Look at him. Look at the big, thick, black glasses.
He just
glasses
really likes it. Look at her, she's trying so hard.
She was really gorgeous back then. She still is Sigourney Weaver.
She is. She is.
I'm just trying to think when she was doing the Alien movie.
We have a shower. what do you need? Locks himself out, always.
Poor guy.
Here we go. The grey ad here.
Let's see the ad.
Yes. You or any of your family ever seen a spook, spectre, or ghost? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another
minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. How fast is he speaking? Okay. Our courteous and efficient
staff is on call 24 hours a day. Your supernatural elimination needs. We're ready to believe you. We're ready to believe you. Damn it, Egon.
With the point at the camera at the end. So I also checked with Sigourney Weaver if she had done the
Aliens flick shit.
So in 1984, she did Alien in 1986.
So it was, yeah, just 84.
She did the first one. Which 1979, yeah. She'd already done the first one. So she would have done the second one 2 years after this movie.
Incredible how they did this for this time. Look, and we're already getting... There's the Stay Parched. Stay Puft Marshmallows. We already say Stay Puft. And then, for this time, to have eggs cracking open and cooking. What would you do if you saw this? If this was happening in your house.
I would shut some bacon down, too.
You
cook up.
Put another log on the fire.
What's that from?
That's an old country song. Cook me up some bacon and some beans.
Look at that. That's a nice bench. I don't need to do stuff.
Okay, you hear a roar from your fridge. I'll check it out.
Maybe me bread.
I love this.
What's he looking up at him?
Zool. Let's just get a giant puppet and put a torch in its mouth.
And just shine it.
Oh, Jesus, that's bright.
I love the signs just white with just black font written Ghostbusters on there. No logo, nothing. Just Ghostbusters written on the
In a way, I really wish I was an adult during this time. In the mid 80s to wear clothes like that Bill Murray's wearing right here.
What, with the shirt and the vest?
I would love to wear that type of... I would love to wear what Ray's wearing. He's wearing double denim.
Bring it back out.
I can't. Because I look like
a... guy.
No, because I'd be a pedophile. You'd be looked as a pedophile if you did. It's like...
with your glasses and just bung eye.
Bung eye, double denim. Look at that shirt. That's an awesome shirt.
Spider bit me. He's called Spider-Man.
Do you want to do you want to go to the circus?
I reckon I wish.
Look at the computer!
I wish I was born in the 1940s and 50s.
So I can.
Because I really love like.
Because if I could, I'd smack a woman around. Tell her what for.
No.
That's how I roll.
I would have loved to have been like Dick Tracy.
What's he doing down there?
He's plugging up a laptop, Al. Laptop?
Computer, Tom.
Oh, yes, an old Macintosh.
Macintosh.
Oh, wasn't it? I actually don't remember this scene where he climbed out underneath, and I'm like, it's almost like.
He's been down there the whole time.
But when Venkman came in, he didn't, like, let Venkman know he's there doing the computer. No. So he walks up,
Venkman, I'm just down here. Just doing some boards.
G'day, mate, I'm just plugging this up. But he didn't say nothing, so it's like, what was he doing down there?
I collect spores, moles, and fungus.
Yeah, ladies' man.
Ladies' man.
Diet Coke there, guys. Always good to have a good Diet Coke. See, that's the scene from The Mask, when he comes in.
Yes.
The loner. That's the scene.
Yeah.
Puts the pipes up the arse there in that one too.
Mm-hmm. Rip off as he changes.
I love how he speaks in the car with a cigarette in the mouth. No explosion's going to happen there, is there?
No. How can I help you?
As he leans for it, he just stands up.
Watch this. Look at this. The jump. That's Batman right there.
He's just going to walk slowly. No one's going to cut in front. No, I'm going to sprint and jump.
Look, I can jump. Are you impressed?
What if you got it in the first shot? Or if they're doing tripping and not making it and stuff like that. Do it again, Bill. You tripped.
Get up.
Dana Barrett. Look at this, trying to check for heat signals.
And you're
look at the technology over. Then. Look at the computer.
Yeah, computer. Wouldn't be here.
I love the Egon torch. It just looks so bad.
Ah! See, that's another two... I love the eyes. That's the great thing about Bill Murray. You're just simple little things like that.
I haven't watched a lot of his movies recently. Like, you know, was it Lost in Translation? I heard he got a lot of things for. But
beautiful.
Never,
that is
I haven't,
a beautiful
I haven't sat down
movie.
And watched a lot of his old movies.
That movie is just, it doesn't really need much, and that is a beautiful movie. And
one of his favourite movie of all time that I love is love watching is Groundhog Day. I love Groundhog Day.
That is a
classic great movie. Definitely a future film companion choice, guys. I'll definitely put that up.
Budweiser, Cheez-Its.
Cheez-It crackers.
Yeah, old school. Tobin Spirit Guide. There it is. There was the first little. And check her out. As he blinked, as he shit.
Yep,
I've been busted. I've been busted. God, I'm a dumbass. What does that mean? That's still great.
Right there, rooftop. Great soundtrack too.
Very eerie. Very good stuff.
Look at Mac Nor Tough Guy. Let me have a look. Oh, something could be here.
Yep. Oh, what's in there? What's in there?
With a stick.
It's a closet.
Oh, is that a little, what is it?
It's
a single thing, is it?
Yeah. That's him doing that. But he's like, I hate this. They hate this.
Those hate music.
Yeah, all of a sudden, alright boys, it's Dr. Friedman! I'm here to fuck shit up!
Just calls the ghost out.
It's Dr. Friedman!
I love his thing, he's pumping it, see, look. Pumping it over there.
Something he's doing, it's just,
it's a magic wand.
Is it just you? Just questioning you. Good.
He has no intentions of finding ghosts at our
house. No, he's rather use that pump on something else.
Where is it? There it is? Okay.
Okay.
How do you usually lie down? You alright?
Take your pants off.
How does it happen to find ghosts? It's okay. I'm a professional.
I'm a professional.
There he goes, told you.
Gotta check out the bed because I might be in here later. What a crime. He is. You could see him hosting a game show.
Well, that's what I love about number two, that he's doing that talk show. It's, what's that mind one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much
where the world's going to end and stuff like that. And then
I believed in the
talks
world
to
end.
An alien in a bar.
And he bought me a drink.
And took me back to his room.
And
told me about the end of the world.
But I never saw him again. Like, for fuck's sake.
An alien had a room at the something inn?
Yeah. Cats.
It could have. Or it could have been an apartment on the UFO.
On the UFO? on the spacecraft. Oh my god.
Awesome.
And then the guy just comes on and just blatantly says, yeah, the world's going to end this year.
The stroke of midnight this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And he's got a book coming out. It's like, I don't give a shit.
Another Coke promotion there, guys. We've seen Coke and Diet Coke. That's a stacked fridge for one person.
Yeah, I know. Casserole.
That's a lot of food for one person.
It is.
Bit of a hoarder, I reckon.
Zool.
No, if I live by myself, I'll probably have bread and milk. That's it. Maybe a couple of these. That's been my fridge.
So no food.
Food.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll just eat tinned. Give me some tin corn or something like that.
That cream corn.
No, not cream corn.
Just crack that shit open.
Corn. corn kernels. Little corn kernels.
You would.
Mm-hmm. I love corn.
I know you do.
You like corn?
I like some corn.
You like carrots?
I like carrots.
You like peas?
I like peas.
You like broccoli?
I like broccoli.
You're cauliflower?
Not a big fan of cauliflower.
Oh, come on, Al.
Unless it's drizzled
in. This is covered in cheese.
There we go.
it's bacon on top as well.
Yeah, it's been absolutely murdered.
Well, you don't even say it anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like, yeah, pretty much. It's just been absolutely buried to the brim.
You got any collie there? I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
One of my favourites, though, is Brussels sprouts.
Really?
And that makes everyone go, what the
fuck? Well, I like them, but I don't have a mother. I wouldn't give them to my kids. Like, if someone that I know that. No, they wouldn't eat it.
You don't eat it. You're going to eat it.
No, they wouldn't eat it, though. There's no chance.
I love it.
I would have a nice piece of meat, I would.
Right, nice piece of meat. I put some Brussels sprout.
Excuse
me. Bum.
Excuse me. Do you have any Brussies? Yes.
Brussies means
I'm
like
the Brussies sprouts. Fuck off. No
worries. If you're looking for any Brussies.
Brussies?
No goodbye kiss. Pushes him in
good
the
try,
face.
Good try, Bankman. Good try. Oh, here we go.
Hey, what's going on?
Is his face?
He locked himself out
twice.
Here. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? I'd like
there
to
was
imagine.
An exchange there.
I would like to imagine there was something funny.
But it's like, you can see it's not that cut it though.
Two beers, old Chinese. Egon's on the coke.
Well, hard stuff. That's a nice look Bankman's got there. Nice knit top with a black undertop. You go that
way. Chew your food.
I like how Egon's always got the suit on.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Yeah. Suit and tie.
You are?
Here we go.
You do?
Let's crank it. Here we yes. go.
You have?
You're kidding. Just give me the address.
Classic line
yes,
here, guys.
Of course. Oh, they'll be telling
me. This is great. Oh, bullshit.
Here we go, here we go.
We got one!
The call!
Look at the old arcade machines.
Wow.
Pinball.
Pinball. He takes the Chinese
with him. He does his tie up. You see, Igor does his tie up.
Now, if any people are watching this and you do play the Lego's Dimension game, and when there is a certain stage, certain level in the free roam, the story mode of Lego's Dimension, you actually are pulled into the New York 1984.
What?
And
I
you actually
played that game.
And your little characters, you're running around, you meet up with the Ghostbusters, and it's during this particular scene.
That's awesome.
Just,
is there a Ghostbusters? There's a Ghostbusters pack though, isn't there? You can buy. Who do you play as in that?
Dr. Bankman.
Yep.
You can get Slimer. You can get Melissa McCartney's character.
Oh, okay. So it's old and new.
Old and new.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My son was asking me about.
Stay Past Marigold Man, and also Zool as the Beast.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
It seems like it's. Is that, I look at it and go, is that going to just die out soon, like Skylanders, or is it happening?
It sort of has of late, sadly, but Skylanders has a lot more variety.
I haven't even played Lego before. Matty's played it at yours, he loved it. It's awesome. Every time we go to JB or EB, guys, which is our local Australian video game store, he always checks the prices. And he wants to get it when it gets less than around 70.
He needs to go to Big W.
Okay.
Yeah. What, you some type of cosmonaut? Who is this guy?
And he's smoking inside.
A big fat stogie.
Inside.
It's a cigar.
Inside a hotel with the hat on.
And he's laughing at him. Right? Coming up, I'll take the next one. There's a cockroach on the third floor. It'll take your head off.
With no smoking in the elevator. So that dude would have had to put it out, though.
Lessons.
So they're not back.
Yeah, they're back.
Switch me on.
Yeah, now look.
Remember this in the old.
This is going to give you a face cancer right here. Yeah. Hey.
Do you remember the old game of this? When it was like the top down camera view? I think it was SNES or Sega.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was this level. And you play the character just walking down from the head down like that.
GTA style.
Down the hallway. Venkman's just all calm.
I like that. He's cool, he's calm, he's collected. Black woman pushing us. Let's attack her. Let's just shoot beams at her, burn some toilet paper, some soap. How are you doing? Shit. I would love to hear a motherfucker from her too. What the hell are you motherfuckers doing?
What I don't get though is that if that guy who owned the hotel, you saw him at the front, told him what floor it's on, wouldn't he have made sure that there's no staff up there? Alright, staff, come on now.
He's an arsehole.
No, let's keep this woman up there and get a shot at.
I don't really like the black people.
Shut up.
Hey, no, that's not you.
It's him saying it.
I'm also going you. Tom doesn't like the black people in the movies.
What if she died?
Hey, he could have vaporized her.
So that's on him then?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Smoking? Very rare.
Let's see, just hanging out the mouth.
I love how he does it.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie, I've done that. When I used to smoke, I've done that a few times.
That's hanging.
Yeah, I...
What? And then it falls. That was the debut there, guys, of our Slimer.
Yep.
Nice green, too.
He got a bit of a backstory, this one. I saw a damn... look at him.
What do you think of the Slimer in remake?
Don't like it. He reminds me of number two.
Looks stupid.
Yeah. This is the Slimer I know. This is the...
Remember the old toy I had?
Yeah.
It's
still
like,
there.
And he has like a green arm like.
I think everyone had that.
They made him look very ghostly, like he was less kind of chunky, he was more ghost-like Casper.
I believe the one you own, that one there, it was from
the cartoon series. So you're still letting people go up?
Yeah, just allowing people. Larry just pokes him. Are you real? Yeah, you're real. Move on.
But they're still leading people up on the floor.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. This guy does not.
Oh.
Here we go. Let's just crank this one.
Yes.
Come in.
Come in, Bray.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's right here,
Ray.
Looking at me. Brrr. Look at me.
Ugly little spud. Listen to that roar.
You actually don't see it hit him.
Yeah.
You only see in the after effects.
Well, in the 2016 version of the Ghostbusters, you see a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people even...
It slimed me.
It's not! I feel so funky. Here it comes.
So it's like a different type of ghost, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just a slime. Because,
like, you know, ghosts just will go through you, where he's liquefied ghost.
Yes.
Because ghosts usually don't leave a mark. They'll just go, whew, and they'll go through you. Mm-hmm. But he's actually leaving marks.
That's why he's called the Slimer.
They're locking themselves now in the big main buffet hall.
At the ballroom. So this is quite an exciting bit, and also in the Lego's Dimension game, where you're coming towards this part here, where you, and it's normally...
So you can have, like, Batman and stuff in it.
Well, that's the idea, yeah, that's the thing, is that you're running around with your three main characters, which in the game are Batman, Gandalf from Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
And Wildstyle.
Wildstyle, yeah.
From the Lego movie. But again, if I'm playing two-player, and it's mainly with my missus,
yeah.
It's I'm Batman, she is Supergirl, because Supergirl can destroy everything. She is so easy to use. Vision,
done. Fly, done.
Yeah, that's it.
Walk through. Invulnerable, done.
Yeah, walks through everything, just stubs everywhere.
Just blow those guys up, no worry, Dal. Heat vision. Thanks, Dal, you're swinging.
Yep.
Batarang.
And she doesn't care about the stubs, where I'll go. I'll collect, like, she'll walk through things.
Wait, Dal, you gotta get them.
I love it. Here's the bad thing about the streams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spawning at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Important safety.
Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
Yeah. I would imagine how what that would be like. You'd be getting hit by one of those if you're a human, and your entire body shrinking back into itself, and then a just massive, breaking down. And it's like the scene from Scanners.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the news reporter's head blows.
Yep. Exactly.
That's what I've been like. Watching that so much, and you actually see it tear.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
Yeah. I've seen the slow motion version of it, yes.
Little gif.
There you go. Alright.
Just blowing up the entire bar there, hang on.
I don't like alcohol.
Nice shooting, Tex.
Van Houten?
She's got an event going.
Van Houten?
For those of you who might be fans of MMA as well, had a pretty busy month since the last broadcast. For those of you who do follow another podcast I do, it's called the Mr. MMA Action Podcast.
Sorry to interrupt.
What?
Now, the flowers are still standing.
You can check it out on Apple, iTunes and SoundCloud. Kind of changed the focus of the podcast the last month. We're now doing lots of, instead of me chatting about shows I've watched, we're actually doing lots of more fighter and ex-fighter interviews. So if you dig mixed martial arts or looking things like the UFC and stuff like that, check out my podcast. Twitter is at Mr. MMA Action. And just before Alan actually came here, I was uploading episode 80. So if you're keen for it, check it out. And also, we'll be doing a fight companion for UFC 214, Jones and Cormier 2, on Sunday. So if you check that out, check it out. We'll have Alan there and maybe Damo from the Low Cut Crew cast.
Holding our breath.
So watch this space. And they just caught their first eye. They got him.
Their first spirit.
Look at that.
What's in there? Hey. Hey.
Do you think there's actually people out there that do this?
They would like to think they do.
You reckon?
Yeah, well, it's like those ridiculous ghost hunters.
How big our world is, right? Yeah. Billions of people.
Yeah. We kicked its ass. What is it?
Do you reckon there is people undercover? That's not community. People can't see it.
I mean,
do this stuff.
You mean like MIB style?
Yeah. Secret Service that cover supernatural.
Maybe.
You reckon?
Maybe.
Part of me thinks there is. There's like some type of underground thing where things are kept.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
Certain
yeah.
things, and they've been captured and stuff like that. But more supernatural than UFO type thing.
I think you should put down the Gunja, I think.
Oh. Your turn.
No, I'm right.
I've got a wet tip.
I know, you got a wet tip right in it, mate. Jesus. You can finish that off. Jesus.
Look at Venkman just drenched. And they're quoting, what was it, $5,000, I think, they want to get for that.
Yep.
Ooh.
Hello. Look at that back.
Very bony spine.
Bony back, then Tom's got
a boner. I was going to say awesome, but then I kind of went, eh, because of the spine.
I'm not... Look at that guy in the back there. Look at that. That's double denim right there. That's me.
What are you guys doing? Isn't it? What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing? Some filming, are you?
Doing a movie. They're getting their jobs on now.
Yep. Everyone.
They've also decked out the car now. And their logo's been put up. Ghost, cops, bust, Chinatown.
Here, have some ducks. Thank you. Thank you. Larry King. And it's really Larry King.
And they're in the cover of Time magazine.
Yep.
God, look at the vest then, too. So you wouldn't rock that look, shirt and vest.
Back in the day, I couldn't. Not now.
Just try it now.
Not now. Give me another 20 years.
I've done double denim before, though.
Yeah, and so have I.
I did it last week.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't take any photos.
I woke up in an alleyway. It's awesome.
Found a needle in my bum.
In the bum.
Yeah. Not in the hole, the cheek.
Shut up.
No.
Running down the street.
Where is it? Where's the ghost?
Where do you think, where is it? Like, would you park that far away?
I don't know why they're running. They're just probably just going for a run.
She's making a nice walk. She's got a walk. They're making a nice stir fry.
She seems to be okay after her fridge tried to attack her.
No, fridge is too big.
No, everyone's just... Elvis, have you seen him lately?
That's her cello that she had at number two. That Venkman plays. So it was a guitar.
There you go. There's Princess Di up the top there.
Like sleeping in the uniform. Here we go. My favourite scene now.
Now, I saw someone put this up as a...
I did.
A ghost roofie?
Yeah.
Someone... Did you post that?
No,
someone?
I didn't. No, they responded to it.
Yeah. Now, who was that person?
Just a Twitter follower.
Yeah, well, who was it? You got to give him a shout.
Here we go, look.
Straight to the point.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
The eyes roll back.
Yeah, no. Egon's kicking something in his sleep.
I'll find out who it was.
Winston.
It was. That scene just always makes me laugh.
Yep.
There he is. Winston. Coming for a job interview. They'll be fine where it is.
We need a black person in our movie.
Shut up.
If it's a steady paycheck, I'll believe anything you say. It's very cool to say in this.
Yeah, someone wrote, didn't they? They said it.
Yeah, Ghost Roofie.
Oh, where was
it? Yeah.
I'm just going through my Twitter. I'm trying to
find it. Jesus Christ. I give you the time to do it, but you're like...
I'm laughing. I love that scene.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how they shot it with the belt coming on loose. Was like, how would they have shot that?
Strings.
Just the staple.
Yeah, you were just like, potential ghost rape on a man.
It wasn't rape.
That's why you're
like... No, it wasn't rape.
Look at this dickwad right here. This guy here.
That's a nice hair. I like the hair, though.
You would have... Oh, look at
there
that.
There it is. kind of a hopper.
As soon as she saw him, she went...
Big smile.
Oh, my God. I'm next to this dickwad. I'm going to go over to the Vakeman.
He's not that much of a dickwad, though.
He's a dickwad.
Here we go. It was from Barely Ready. You can check him out on Twitter at Barely Ready Broad. That's Barely Ready, B-R-O-D. It's pop culture podcast from TV and books to comics and games. You can check him out on Twitter. That's Barely Ready. And he wrote, the first film holds up except for the uncomfortable ghost roofie scene.
There we go. Look at this guy snort some shit.
He's smoking. Does he smoke a cigarette?
No, he's not smoking. He's putting something up his nose.
Wasn't that putting a... He's
going to fight you, Venkman, doctor, huh? I play the cello. That's what he is. He's works with...
going to fight, man.
Dana in their orchestra. This dickhead.
You want to fight, man? I've got my cello.
Oh, fuck you up.
I've got my drum kit then. Oh, shit. All right, back up, man. Back up.
I've got a nuclear proton pack that I can shove up your ass. Something I strange.
I wonder how funny that actor was.
Do you know what I like to think he is? You know who this guy is?
What?
I like to think that in number two, that is Oscar's father.
Oh, the father, yeah. Well, they don't kind of say who it was. Mm-mm. They don't kind of allude to it.
Because anytime, because they talk about kids, yeah, look at this guy. I have a giant cello. I might fall in the fountain.
Well, I think after you watch this one in number two, they seem like they had a relationship that went for a bit of time before they split.
Yes.
And then he ended up going one way, she went the other way. Mm-hmm. So it could have been him, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, cello man.
Possibly. Cello
dickwad.
Cello dickwad. He's the Val Kilmer, is he, of this movie?
No, actually, no. He's got a violin. He's a violinist. Sorry, he ran to all the
face. A friend.
I'll see you Thursday. Very pale. Get a little sun. What does he do? He's a
scientist.
Doesn't seem like a scientist.
Why don't he just walk up and say g'day?
Oh, he's... What's it? Big smile. I've got a date. He's copying that dude over there.
I thought I'm spinning.
Roller skater. Slimers.
Carnegie vest over there for anyone.
Again, that's my future.
When does it start? Tomorrow.
Next week. Next podcast. Podcast special. Field.
So you can definitely see within the first couple of months they've definitely got a big base now.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their vaporizer canister. They've got all their packs. The car's been decked out.
Here we go. The EPA.
Oh, it's the Environmental Protection Agency.
You hire more help.
So many ciggies in this movie, eh? Mm-hmm. Everyone's smoking.
Everyone, it was a big
all
thing.
All inside. You got cigars, cigarettes.
Everyone smokes in this movie. I think the only one person is this chick here, Mick Randers' character. Egon. Egon. Well, and Dana.
Sigourney, I don't think yet, yeah.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Yeah, Walter Peck.
Peck.
Walter Prick.
Walter Prick face. Ew. He's all slimy and sweaty.
Gee.
Yes, I am. Dr. Vayman. PhDs in parapsychology and psychology. I see. This guy's such a dick.
Yeah.
Now you catch ghosts.
Ginger.
I know, that's probably... Say. Please, ghosts.
It's for every response Fengpin answers, he comes up with another question.
Yeah.
Look at the other side there.
What are you guys chatting about? Huh? Would you like some coffee?
Coffee?
Would you like some coffee over there?
I can't do the New York accent.
Say Boston.
Boston.
There we go. You found
it. I can do Boston. Yeah. I can't do other things.
Well, this is what it is. This is in the
turtle.
Bronx.
A big turtle.
That's a big toidle.
Yeah, see, I can't do
a big toidle's down the street.
I can say Boston. I can't say
Boston, anything. Boss man.
Boston, boss man. Boston.
County, Georgia.
County, Georgia. No, I say that.
Yeah. You didn't say or please.
With an Aussie mate. You saying Wolf Creek?
No.
For those of you in the US who don't know what I'm talking about, when I do check out Wolf Creek. Peter Jarrett. Awesome movie.
Not Peter Jarrett.
Oh, all right then.
John Jarrett. Used to...
Who the fuck's Peter Jarrett?
Peter.
Licked him.
Peter Jarrett. Peter Jarrett sounds like a former football player.
He played for Collingwood. He did.
Yeah, play with your
John
cousin.
John Jarrett, is it? Yeah.
John Jarrett.
Better Homes and Gardens.
Better Homes. Nosy Nose on here. It's not the old...
They did a sequel to that, too.
Wolf Creek, too.
Better Homes and Gardens. Better Homes and Gardens, too.
Can we talk about this Twinkie bit? I love this scene.
According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600
pounds. Fuck. Oh. That's a big Twinkie. As he has smoke blowing through his nose.
All the passive smoke happening across the room. You got two ciggies going there.
Mm-hmm. And the Twinkie. I think he is. No, that's a pen. I actually thought he was smoking there with a Twinkie. Egon. I had to double check. Was like, look at the size of that building. That building's just a creepy building.
It just looks oddly placed.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing around it.
Well, there's mainly the reason why this building...
There's meant to be a building like that, actually, I think, that exists in the US.
Where
it's
one of the most
it's one of those. Yeah, it's just... It doesn't have no windows. It's just this big... I don't know who it was. I'm going to go find it. One of the celebrities actually put a selfie of him going, is it just me or does this look creepy? And it's like he took a selfie shot. And it's got no windows or nothing.
The beasts. The beasts are alive.
It's the gargoyles, guys.
Yep.
We are the gargoyles. Saturday
morning gargoyles.
Yeah.
That's the second time you've talked about the gargoyles on this podcast.
It's a great show.
Yeah, huh? Calm your pussy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I've made two kids. Yeah, two kids.
I've made two kids.
Haven't I made two kids? Yeah, party time, guys. Hey.
And have a classic party. You want to come in?
I love the skibby underneath.
He's locked himself out again.
You need a date.
She's trying not to laugh at him. I like to think. Poor I like to think that Mick was probably trying to make. Oh. Where's your kid? That's okay. You can bring him along.
Great guy.
That's great. I'll tell everybody you're coming. We're going to play
Twister. Hello. Is it the third time now he's done it?
Let me in!
It's Lou!
Let me in!
Three times he's locked himself out.
Yep.
Lewis.
Such a good character. Such a goofball character.
Don't turn your lights on now. It's a bit creepy, yeah?
And there's a storm coming. And those beasts have already been unleashed.
Like Batista. You just said the beast.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of his theme song. Shut up.
I walk alone
in the food of anger. It's lonely.
Good on,
taking off her pants, Tom. Taking off her pants.
Oh, wow. It's got tights underneath.
Yeah.
But side note, good on Batista. You know, doing Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that. And getting Kickboxer 2 and stuff like that. So, good on him.
Wait a minute, is this the scene coming up here?
This is where the arms come out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Which is getting
I thought they were meant to go out for dinner first and then something happened.
No. No, it's this one.
Okay. Yes, well,
yeah, she's chilling out. She's laying back. Here we go. Yeah. This scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah,
look at the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Just listen. Here we go.
This is quite...
It does the turn.
Quite terrifying. Is it...
Just the way it happens. It's just jumps out. The old fridge. The fridge?
Oh, look at the hands. The prints against the door.
Look at that.
Turning.
Was that a bedroom?
Oh shit. Grabs her.
Look at that.
By the breast. By the hand. There it is.
Look at the hands though. Full on gripping her.
Yeah. And sucks her into...
And she's out.
No, that's right. Sorry. I was thinking of the... I remember seeing the director's cut of this movie. Yeah. And there was a scene while both of them having... No. It's number two.
Yeah, Herr and Vegnov did, and they rock up and they find the ooze.
I love this. Yeah. Can you turn this? Do you have any Tylenol?
And he introduces everybody.
Yeah, I've got plenty of drugs. This is what this turns into a pill popping party now.
Look at it.
Nova Scotia, Canada, hey? After tax. Isn't it a good time, Marv? Like, who the fuck are you?
I love how he introduces everyone when they come in the doors.
Wow. No, please don't go.
No, I love that. Let's check out the dancing first. Here we go.
Oh, she's a fembot right there.
Go, Rick. Here we go.
Go, get her.
Whoa.
Go, Lewis.
Oh, you let him go.
Tear that up. Excuse me.
He introduces them to everybody. Well, here we go.
Annette. How are you doing? Give me your cards. Annette Fleming.
It's more carpet cleaning business than receivership.
Shut up! In the face. And they're okay.
Here we go.
I love this line. I love this. This doesn't sound like a dog.
Oh, look at the CGI.
So.
You know, maybe.
Oh, Blondie, look at this guy here, hiding behind the chair.
It makes me think so much of the Rancor. In Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
The way you see the black line around his head and stuff like that.
That's a... Yeah, you can
it's greatly it. Done, though.
What's this guy? Oh! So good. Help There's a man help. Loose in my apartment. Help. Help. And then go back to this guy here. Go when they go to the... They said there was a bear in his apartment. I want that on the shirt.
Look at that.
And they're going to read something...
I'm going to bring it up for the tenants meeting.
Yeah.
It's and a big dog.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, who brought the dog? Oh my god.
I just love that when that couple rocks up, it just tells everyone their history.
Yeah. Oh! That would have hurt.
And this part makes me sad. It's just the way they make New Yorkers don't care.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's like some dude yelling for help, but we're having dinner.
He's a small little Canadian dude and just like, no, you're on your own, asshole. Nice doggy. Little pooch. Why would you have a milk bone?
Now watch it, look.
They now, all do watch they see it?
Now watch this, watch.
Okay,
anyway.
Them just, so anyway, I said I would enjoy the salad.
Francesco, we're having dinner.
Yeah, it's like, fuck's sake. Poor
what's
fella.
Happened? What happened? That looked like he had the pink hair.
Yeah, it's like, what happened? It's a black cop. A cougar.
some moron brought a cougar to a party.
Awesome. He said there was a bear in his apartment.
Blows his head off. Just runs by.
My hair! That was my goddamn hair!
Oh, poor Annette Fleming. What happened to him? Flemings. Yeah. And Blondie. Bimbot.
Here we go. Here's a great question right here. Hello.
Well.
You want to get home and have your missus like this and she says to you...
With her hair blowing to wind you can't see.
Yeah. You got the fans on? Are you the key master? How many fans you got going?
Have you got the fans
How many fans you got going
on
there?
It's
a bit cold here.
And then, and I'm not the key master.
Yeah, are you the key master? No. Slams the
door. I got my keys.
Are you the key master? Yes. Yes, I am. I am Zool.
Look at the bed all ripped up too.
Bit
toasty warm, bit melty, yeah?
There's slimes... You know, Gozer.
Come have a lie down. Well.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, in the Tobin Spirit Guide that I read about, that the gatekeeper and the key master are both the mythological beasts that they are, they transform. And the only way they bring on the coming of Gozer is to make love.
Ah, yes. So well, she just says to him, do you want this body?
Yeah, but he's not the key master.
No.
You know that Lewis is the key master.
Ladies, man.
Ladies. Just after taxes, man. Oh, God, eh? With the possessed people. What?
You know, I can't. I want you inside me.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. No,
come on,
no.
Eggman.
Jesus. Yeah, he knows there's something. Just relax. Like she tries to
bite. This is a pretty cool scene. How they actually would have done this with CGI too, with the levitation and stuff like
very
that.
Very cool.
Trying to bite him here though too.
There's no Dana. Oh, it's only Zool. You nut. This is quite scary, this bit.
Yeah.
The voice.
With the
he's holding it, it's like... No, Dana. Oh!
It's very Exorcist style.
Yes. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Oh, that's...
You know that movie? I was talking to Dad about that. And I said to him, what's one movie that's always scared you? He said The Exorcist. He said, do you want to hear a story? I took Nan to that.
He did, I was about to say. He took Nan to go
he took his mother to The Exorcist.
Well, it was because...
With the language from that. Jesus
well, it's
Christ.
Only because Nan... Our Nan, growing up, was very religious.
Yeah.
She would, you know...
But why did you take Nan to see The Exorcist?
It was...
Look at that. CGI back then.
That's not CGI, man. That's just lifting. Look, he's even... I like to think he's helping there. Okay, guys, let's keep going.
Look at that. She does a full turn, too.
Very cool. Very cool
for
that time.
Would it have been cables or ropes or something?
Still.
You don't see nothing. Not as bad as Charlie the Chocolate
Factory. Look at that booty.
Wait, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. No, Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah, you see
Willy Wonka's
the
book, and then the creepy remake with Johnny Depp.
Do you know there's a Facebook page about everyone who hates his pop?
Oh, really?
Grandfather, yeah. There's a Facebook page that everyone has made about how much they hate Grandpa.
I'm the key master.
Grandpa Joe. There's I Hate Grandpa Joe Facebook page, yeah.
Look at these guys with the Caribbean drums here.
Dancing.
I'm the key master.
Sniffing.
Or the horse. Yeah. You were the geek. You the gatekeeper? Hey, hey, hey. Hey.
It's Cotterell.
Wagon. I do what the deal with you. Look at the eyes.
Oi.
The fuck's wrong with you? If this was sitting another time, if this was sitting today, what the fuck is wrong with you? Bang, they're shooting.
What the fuck is this guy? Bang.
What's this like?
Drexel. Oh, bang.
What do you think you're doing?
What an asshole.
What an asshole. I love this part here with the cop, but she just goes, ugh. I'm picking up. I'm dropping off. I'm dropping off someone. I'm not picking anyone up. We've got a guy in the back here in a paddy wagon.
Oh, Lewis. But yeah, now there's a Facebook page for I Hate Uncle Joe.
Really?
Grandpa Joe. Because it's like... Well, I'm going to go with the tick. But you know, like, Charlie's been working, getting paid crap money. Now they're eating celery soup and all, a lettuce soup. And then he decides to get out of bed and start dancing. How long have you been able to dance for, mate? You're making Charlie work.
Sharing the same bed.
But yeah, there's an actual Facebook page. It's got him on the cover, and it's I Hate Grandpa Joe.
Yes, you've promoted it quite enough now.
Go and check it out, Al.
No, I'm
I
good.
Hate Grandpa Joe.
I know you do. Look, they say, I love how they did that. They can clearly see that...
The old computer.
That, no, the beast is inside of him. Yeah. That's the CAT scan they can see.
He reaches for
here we go. Would you like some coffee?
It's kind of funny because around this movie they kind of teased her relationship with Egon, but number two ventures into her.
It's not her, it's a different woman. That's the thing. It's the same. It's a different woman.
No, it's not.
Yeah, number
two. It's not a mattress. No, yes, it is.
No, it's a different woman.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you agree. Yes, it is. It's a different woman altogether.
As in actress?
Yeah.
No, it's the same actress.
No, it's not. Different actress.
I'm going to
different character altogether.
But they kind of they make it more that, yeah. She likes him.
Yeah. What about dear man?
Kid with the popcorn. Smelling a jar of popcorn. You put popcorn in a jar. You put popcorn in a jar?
No, yeah, there was... Oh, yeah.
Nice pizza there.
Pizza. Where's I'll wear it on my face.
Oh, a bit of an embrace there.
But again, Egon is not interested in love.
No.
Spores, moles, and fungus. That's all he lives for.
What did you say in number two? You didn't have toys as a kid?
Yeah.
I had a slinky.
I had part of it in toys.
But I straightened it.
But I straightened it. It's like, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Wild Kingdom.
So now you've got Venkman calling Egon for support. He knows that something's happened with Dana and she may be...
Possessed.
And he doesn't know what to do. Meanwhile, I've got Lewis drinking water from a coffee cup. Might be bored, I don't know.
It's... His big smile.
With Tab soft drink. You can still buy Tab soft drink here in Australia.
Yes.
Tastes like creamy soda.
Yes. Here's a pan. Would you like a pan? Here's a lamp. So you'd like to think that Zool is sort of the evil brains and Vince Colafoe is the dope. So they've sort of done the reversals.
Yeah.
Is the dominant male is now being possessed by sort of the female creature, and she is being dominated by the male creature. I love this. Can you turn this out? I love
more, how more cigarettes in the car.
They're talking about the Bible here.
These are blueprints for the structural ironwork in Dana Barrett's apartment building, and they're very, very strong.
Very cool. Very cool scene.
Remember something in the Bible about the last days when the dead rise from the grave?
Zombies.
I remember Revelation 7:12. And I looked as he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood, and the seas boiled,
and the skies fell.
Judgment
Day. Judgment Day, my nigga. That's what you should have said. But again, they weren't going to go there. Judgment Day, my nigga. Shit.
No, it's a good actor. I always liked Wild Winston. He's my favourite character. And to see, he appears in the remake too, doesn't
he?
He's the uncle of one of the chicks.
Uncle? Yeah, uncle.
He's in the car.
Yeah, he goes, I need my car back!
But what I don't get is why they had Bill Murray not play Venkman. Let's bring Bill Murray back in as this guy that doesn't believe in ghosts. Like, he actually has nothing to do with Venkman. It's just the guy that he's
He just wanted to die. He just wanted to get killed off.
Silly though.
Yeah, again,
And I think Dan Aykroyd appears, but he doesn't play.
He plays a New York.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I thought the ending would be some type of cameo where they show him as a team, but it's like, no.
No.
Here we go.
Prick is back.
They've been served their subpoena, most likely.
Subpoena.
Here they come, the EPA guys. EPA.
Mm-hmm. EPA. This way. Just brings one cop.
The cop outfit.
This guy over here. Oh, yeah, I've...
I'm a construction worker. I've been asked to
pay. Oh, look at that. They've got a pole. Did you see that? It was a pole. Holy shit, they've got a pole.
Can I have a turn?
Can I have a turn? Okay. Mr. Peck, can I have a turn? No.
Mr. Prick Peck? Can I... Don't worry about it.
Why, no.
Can don't you just fuck off, Matt? Mate, just let them do their job.
Hey? You just dick?
No.
Look
at him sniffing his arm. Look at him sniffing...
Yeah. Don't do that.
Look at him pointing to.
It'd be a bad thing to do.
Look at the cop looking at Rick's character, Lewis.
What the hell is this guy's carry? Bit deal. Take a cab. He's smiling. He's so happy. Look at his arms.
He doesn't know what's going on.
And he's copying him too. And he's an officer. Shut up! I'm warning you.
Step
aside.
If he does that again, shoot him.
Pencil neck.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, he tells him.
Maybe we should all just head off, eh? Just sniffing him. For a guy that doesn't know how to shut it off, he just pulls a switch down.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he didn't know what to do. Here we go. We've done that, prick. Peck.
He's so happy.
He's laughing about it.
The destruction is coming.
Oh shit, done it now, guys.
Now who's running weird? Does anyone know? That was just,
Here comes
the destruction of Earth.
Oi!
Breakthrough.
Yep. Dana is now awakened to it all. Here it comes. Great special effects there.
Song coming up here is quite cool. It's very 80s. Please.
Ooh, it's raining. This is the sign.
Going out of business.
A little bit too late there, Winston and Ray.
Ray.
Where were you two?
Talking about the Bible. Off he goes.
Really get smashed by a police car.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. I'm just looking at the sky, man. So good to be happy. I can't feel my teeth.
Why are they wet?
Explosions. Pipes.
Really?
Sweaty.
Why are they wet?
Your mother!
So the most angry you've ever... That's probably the most angry you've ever seen. There's a Stay Puft sign.
Yep. Turn up. It's a good song.
Here we go. Yeah, so we got the big city shot there. You see all these spirits floating out of
the monsters.
Ghostbusters base. Firework style.
The vapors.
She got nice eyes there. Nice makeup.
Oh, there's he just bumps into people. Here comes the beast.
What have we got coming out of here? What I love about this movie right now, it's like...
Watch this.
It isn't just ghosts at night time.
It's in the day. Oh!
Jesus.
So cool.
Look at the mangled teeth. But it's ghosts during the day. Yeah. You know, most of the time you think of ghosts, you think of night time. You've got ghosts during the day. Look at there.
Just getting this song.
I think it's taking photos of me.
No, I'm not.
I'm smiling though.
Shut up.
Slimer again, eating hot dogs.
Eating a whole band of hot dogs.
You want to do the photo again or what?
No, shut up.
You're taking a photo.
I'm not taking a photo of you.
How do you find out what it is? You gotta look at it.
Yeah. It's called Shazam. It's called shutting the hell up.
I'm just getting your voice, Tom.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting, man.
It's probably on the soundtrack.
Which is...
Boom.
Such a cool scene. I
wonder if you'll have to pay for
hey,
it.
Hey, up here.
Rent to a lease. You know,
no.
Damaging the property.
No.
Probably would, though.
A phone call.
Let's check out our fellow inmates. Who have we got there? Got some mean guy with a hat on. You got Venkman and the other guys trying to work out how they're going to get out.
A couple of poor dude there, nice with a check shirt. This guy here.
Lost another cigarette.
Yeah.
Everyone's in prison.
I love how he's... Is everyone getting this? Everyone's joining in with the conversation. Slaps him. Wacko. Annie Potts, who plays Janine, the receptionist.
Yes.
Little behind the scenes things. Oh. Was the voice of Bo Peep in the Toy Story movies.
Was she really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it say that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
You know she's meant to be in the next movie, Bo Peep. Toy Story 4.
It's kind of a shocker that she wasn't in the third one because, you know, you grow up.
Yeah, well, she's meant to be in the fourth one. It's about Buzz or something trying to find... No, Woody trying to find her.
Yeah?
Yeah. Again, you don't need it. Why do you need a 4-4? Let us all... We're getting over our tears from the third one.
Oh, man, I cried so much in that one.
Andy should have turned around and just stolen back. Look, sorry, chick. I need me toys back. I'm taking them to uni. Be a weirdo. I'm going to be a weirdo.
Oh, I don't have one, got one of those weirdos. You know what? I have to apologise that she actually is in...
Yeah.
In number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but she goes for Lewis, where they kind of tease that it's more Egon and her.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, they hook up when they're babysitting
Oscar.
Kid. Yeah, having pizza.
Can you see okay? What a stupid ass question. Dumbass.
And the baby crawls in on the balcony, nearly falls, and stands up.
Yeah, just walking around. Goodness sake. Whoa! Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Steady.
So what they've just figured out now is what is actually behind the building where Dana is, and it is almost like a receiver or a tower for all these spirits are coming from. So now that they need to try and get out of jail to get out and fight what will be coming very shortly, which looks like it's going to be Apocalypse / Doomsday.
Nothing the end of times.
Comic books? No, I don't mean Doomsday.
Oh.
Well.
Just airing, are we? Just airing it out, are we?
Here he is. So he has to put the key into the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penis.
Hashtag key in gate.
Hashtag, you get it, it's a penis. Hashtag, it's a vagina.
Vagina.
It's how babies are made. I'm like, hey, she grabs him.
Just leans
and in. No, she kisses him.
Mm.
It's sort of the revolt, it's been reversed.
That's how my wife kissed me when I got married.
Bullshit. Oh,
okay.
I was there.
She didn't do that.
She didn't do that, you stupid asshole.
Hey, call me that.
What, stupid asshole?
Yeah.
Okay,
I might undo this man bun if you keep it up.
You touch that thing again.
Yeah.
Knock your damn beard in your face.
I'm trying to grow the beard back too.
I'm doing a better job than you are.
You grow hair really quick though.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me like a couple of months to grow a good
beard. Oh, you know why? It's because I'm lazy.
Really?
Because
I don't trim it or nothing. Mm. So, you're lazy, your hair grows quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, guys? Don't do anything and you get your hair quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the mayor.
The mayor of New York City. Ah, okay, the Ghostbusters. Where's his pet? Can you turn it up, please? Because he calls him something very funny here. Consummate snowball artists. They sense the nerve gases. People think they're seeing ghosts.
and they call these bozos who
conveniently show up
to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're not faking that shit.
Power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
Dickless. They call it.
Is this true?
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
Who?
This man
has no dick.
And Bankman just fallen jumps off the side.
Well, that's what I heard at City Hall.
So he's tried to fight Egon and he's tried to fight Bankman.
Mm-hmm. Who is his pick?
From Dickless here.
He's the hell out of me. Oh. I like that guy's voice.
Yeah.
They were bleeding.
How are you, Lenny?
Oh, Mike, it's good to see you. You haven't molested any children today, have you?
Oh, don't.
I'm sorry, why I'm not? I'm not allowed to?
We're hearing a lot about that in Australia.
Yeah, we have. Welcome back. You know who you are, you asshole.
It's terrible.
Start to give me some names.
It's terrible.
So people can rest easy.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I love this one, my favorite. Winston here.
Winston's Edinburgh, you know.
Steals the movie here. Things are real.
Since I've joined these
men, I have seen shit that will turn you white. I am white. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. He's like, you...
He says, prick, my name is Pep.
What do you mean, biblical? What he means is Old
Testament.
Testament.
Wrath of God stuff.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers, seas, boiling.
4 years of darkness. Earthquakes, volcanoes. In the grave. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria! I get it!
What if you're wrong?
If I'm wrong, nothing happens!
We go to jail!
I think he plays the mayor number two as well.
Yes.
Yes.
And we can't stop this thing.
Look how he just manipulates him here.
Lenny!
Excuse me?
Will it save the lives of millions.
Here we go.
Registered voters. Because in America, it's not compulsory to vote. You can. It's your choice.
How crazy is that? That it's an open choice. And there's all the celebrities coming and going, your vote means so much.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, register and vote.
Who's that meant to be?
Or just a celebrity?
It sounds like if...
just a combination of...
it was Clint Eastwood. It sounded like Clint Eastwood in a wig. If you were just put on this wig,
and
you can vote.
Vote and you can make decisions for your people.
Stop doing the voice.
Oh,
I am the one on this podcast who does the voices.
Oh, I'm going to do a Twitter poll. He does better voices.
That's not a Twitter poll.
Action or a podcast with that long guy?
No. It's not a Twitter poll. It's a question.
It's a Twitter poll.
It's red and red lights.
They've been given the green light and off they go. With the coppers with them. You got your Wonderful World?
Yes.
I've had a couple of weird ones and I thought I'll choose from my... I have three.
I got one that's Fresh Pawpaw just off the ranks today.
Today.
See,
I got one a couple of days ago. A couple of weeks ago. An old one and then a recent one. This poor dude getting wheeled
around. Yeah, what happened there? What happened to her? What the fuck happened to her?
Must have fell.
Oh, she's down. Look at the punks.
Repent.
The end is at hand.
Repent and believe.
Look at them. We've got the Jewish people. We've got the Jewish men.
You got all different cultures there.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's biblical time. The end of the world. We've got the army, the police.
Wow. But people are still just driving through like normal in the background. Yeah. I'm going to work there. I've got money to come in.
Look at the old... Wow, jeez, look at the old fire truck there.
But New York is so big, though.
Huge.
Like, this is affecting one area. The other side is probably like, no, I'm working. I've got work to do.
I'm going to work. But it's the end of the world.
Oh, my God. I've got this bill. I've got to pay these bills. I've got a maiden.
While in the remake of it, the girl version of Ghostbusters, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone is affected. I'm a celebrity, thank you. They love you. I like that shirt, friend. What?
What shirt was it?
I don't know. I think they're just like, Bill, you like being around people, talk to people.
Yeah.
We'll just make, you know.
Look at them all.
Oh, the Jewish, the rabbis are going crazy.
What the hell am I going to do with guns? I'm going to shoot a ghost.
We're going to shoot a ghost in the face.
You got cops, army, firemen, everything.
Eerie here now. Very eerie.
The view.
No, just
the look up.
They know the.
Wow, look at that.
Gozer knows. The wind puts the wind picks up. Turn the fan down. You put the fan on, did you?
Didn't some rubble come down the sink and they got to jump? Yeah. Or is it later? I think it's now.
No, it's now. Earthquake. This is Old Testament style as they were talking about.
I want to know if anyone gets hurt here because there's lots of people standing down the bottom that should be moving.
Yeah, everyone here.
They fall. Who else falls?
No. A couple of cops.
That dude. No.
That guy over there, Doctor Who. What? Over there. There's another one there.
So you look at all those.
The nuns. They all, they pretend to fall down.
I'm going to be a bit late getting home tonight. Shit. Bitch.
God damn it.
I'm just going for a bit of a swim.
You guys, squad car. Where they got the money to do this back in the day would have been unbelievable. Is to lift concrete.
Look at that.
That's hardcore.
The army soldiers there.
There's a hand there. But whose hand is it? Oh no. And you hear someone.
That dead.
I think you hear someone say it.
Here we go. Oh.
Hey. There they are. There they are. Look at their hair.
Go, go.
You want to play rough?
Get up there.
Let's play rough. There's Double Denim again.
Double Denim.
Did you see him? There was a gentleman there with long hair.
No, I can do it. Try it.
I can't.
You go to work tomorrow. Just, you know.
No, I'm not going to work tomorrow because tomorrow is Saturday.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Okay, I can tell what any day it is.
Well, I'll go to work. Fuck, it's bloody clothes.
Where are you,
everybody?
Yeah, Arizona. Hey.
Go clean it. What are you doing here, mate?
What are you doing here, Tom?
Isn't today the Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday, dickhead.
Oh, why are you here? Oh, why are you here?
I'm going through your emails. Alright.
Alright. Can you get off my computer? No? Very good then.
Click, click, click.
So, such a boss scene coming up just here, just before. And now they've got to climb all these stairs. In the teens.
They look so high.
They're in the teens. I'll throw up.
This reminds me of Batman. You know when he goes up to the cathedral up the top there?
We can just tell they've done the dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that leg.
Oh, Mick Moranis is a very hairy person.
No, I was talking about her when she's done.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking at Mick Moranis' legs.
Oh, look at those legs.
Oh, look at that hair leg. Hair leg. Look, he looks like he's just got... This was the best sex I've ever had.
And he won't remember it, too.
Nope.
He's going to get changed back. Won't even know. Yeah. You know, that reminds me of the way the building looks, like Wanted. You know the headshot at the start?
Yes.
Looks like the same type of tower where he's across and he gets the sniper shot?
Yes.
Looks like that. Check out Wanted, guys. Awesome comic book.
Yeah, comic book. Don't see the movie.
The game was half.
Only when you finished it.
I had a copy. I don't know where it went. Did you have it?
No, I think it might have sold it.
You have it, don't you?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I did enjoy the fun thing, though, is that when you finish the game on hard, you actually unlock the costume from Wanted, the comic book.
No, what?
Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't finish it.
Oh, I did.
I didn't like it. I couldn't master the curve.
The cushion, I did.
Well, of course you didn't. You're a dickhead.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I don't know what I'm doing.
Maybe because you're doing your hair, you're tightening your hair up, you're pulling your man bun up, you're pulling your brain cells out.
There we go. Straight to the point.
Hmm?
Even though you didn't have a man bun back then.
I wanted one, though.
So I always wanted to be a ninja.
No, I don't know. It's the side bits I don't like. I've been reading up about it.
I've been reading about how to improve myself. Don't.
It's not improving myself. It's fixing the hairstyle.
What? And your personality.
I've got a great personality.
Yeah.
It's action. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Like a wet blanket.
Shut up.
Here we go. Summoning Zul. Oh, sorry, not Zul. What, this?
Yeah.
This, lightning strikes?
Yeah.
I don't know, have you been struck by lightning?
No, but they're human skin, wouldn't it be melting?
Well, they're about to turn into a dog.
Ah. No problems then.
Yeah.
Bzz. The graphics, look at that.
Yeah, bzz.
Zap, zap, zap.
Yep. Gozer, there's some of
those
Gozer.
You know where you touch the lightning ball?
Yeah.
Looks like an ice album.
Look at that. Dana! Yeah, don't worry about Lewis.
Oi.
So cool.
You can see their skeleton, then it breaks into that. Yep. The hair now.
Look at that hair. Look at that crazy hair.
Oop, here we go.
What do you want? Dude. She's a dog. So she's a dog. And off they go.
Wasn't it daytime before?
Yes.
When I first climbed up the stairs, now it's night.
Well, yeah. It did take them They did have
to
climb.
Took them 2 days to get up there.
It took 22 flights of stairs they had to take because the elevator wasn't working.
A couple of hours then.
Yes.
This is for a villain, very sexy villain.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say here.
An entity, a monster, a beast. It takes the form of whatever.
Very nice though.
Mm. Calm your pussy, Tom.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
No. Is that a girl? And hashtag down. Who are these? And they're just like, mummy.
Pats.
Mummy. It's good. Yeah, I love that. That's a great thing there. Go get her, Ray. Go get her. Get her. Why me?
He smiles at him, nods at him. Yep, go on.
Go on. You go mash that up. I love it how he... The full title. Goes at the Grozerian. Oh, yes.
Look at the eyes.
Ooh. Good evening. Good evening. So good.
That high hair, too.
Here we go. I love this part. No, you're right. Oh, God. Huh?
This is pretty cool.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Go with it, man.
No. Then. Oh, Emperor powers.
Looks like she's got like saran wrap.
Someone gets thrown up the top there.
Like saran wrap, clad wrap
yep.
around her body.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Oh. It'd be very hard for them to see them, though, hanging off the
edge. Going up there.
Just some lightning on the screen, though. Can't really see them, though.
Yeah.
That would be like a dot.
Someone asks, if you're a god... Yes! That's...
Just nods, that, yeah. That.
Why? Because she zapped you. Yes.
Look at the claws, dude.
Look at those beasts. Look at those. They're just watching. Turned up. Very boss scene coming up.
That's strut, here we go, Neil.
Get him hard!
Ooh. You see the little light bulbs and all
yeah.
that?
I wonder who played Gozer. I want to find
go
out.
Google.
Go to Google.
Gaggle out. I love yeah. her high heel shoes on too.
Of course you do.
Who do you get high heels from when you're in, you know, the Never Realm?
Flat top.
Aim for the flat top.
Aim for the flat top. Oh dear, gone.
I can't say. I don't know who she is who played her.
Mm-hmm. That's why I will find out. Didn't do much.
You got her. That's it. They're pretty cool packs. Look at see the packs lighting up and all that.
Yes. You have to doubt.
Do you reckon when this movie came
it's
out,
it's Miller time. Packs, it's
like
a beer.
That, you can buy as toys. Like
proton
pack. The whole proton pack. And
yeah,
all
yeah,
that?
I remember them. Yeah.
Do they light up like that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Bringing this bastard down. Here we go. Turn the fan down.
This is the part here, I think, when rubble starts falling and people start jumping out of the way.
Yep.
It nearly hits them all.
And then Stan Lee grabs a young girl that nearly gets crushed.
That's the what?
That's Spider-Man number two.
Sorry, guys.
Right.
Me either. Here we go. Look.
Tom's like, huh? What? Jesus.
Here we go.
Oh.
That rock nearly bounced off that dude's head.
Yeah. Falls on the sign. This guy gets hit. Constructor. Traveler has come.
Just move back.
Move
Who is back,
it?
People.
You, I love that. You get to choose your own destructor. Clear your minds. Clear your minds.
Empty your heads. Look at Ray.
Too late.
Ray's already thinking. He's already too late. Oh.
This is Raid. No, he didn't. Mine was totally blank.
Look at Ray walking backwards. Did you find a good play
there? No, but Ron Jeremy was in this movie.
Really?
Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog, man with the very big ding-dong, was in this movie.
Who do you play?
Man behind police barrier. But uncredited.
So just at the probably the bottom saying here, yep. Standing there. Oh my god. Man behind barrier.
Yeah. What did you do, Ray?
There he is.
Oh, stay.
Did we had the toy?
I had this.
Yeah.
And they got burnt. Put it too close to the heater.
Yeah, burnt his face off.
Burnt his backside. Yep. Didn't get all puffly like he did in this movie.
Look at that. How crazy would that be?
Oh, so good. So good.
Is he in the remake?
Yes. Sadly, yes. Yes.
So even though it's recent, I don't remember it. Like, it doesn't stick out of my mind like this one does.
Yeah, it's one of those movies you just sort of switch off.
Let's get the hell out of here. Look at the big smile.
So happy. There's your traveller.
Stay puff.
So imagine that if it comes to the end of the world, you can think.
It's crazy. What your destructor would be.
What would your be destructor? What would you think it would be?
My destructor?
Yes.
Can I fight it?
No, you got to run from it, man.
Probably an ant, little ant.
It would be a little ant.
Huh? I'm allowed to choose it, a little ant.
There wouldn't be that. Do you know how they work? It would be a giant fuck off ant that spews acid.
I'd probably go maybe Hogan. I'll take on Hulk Hogan then.
So a giant Hulk, and you're talking about 80s Hulk Hogan, or are you talking NWO Hogan?
I'll take an 80s Hogan.
Yeah, but it's still chained
up. Yeah,
nice.
Shout out to the What You Gonna Do podcast, guys.
Yes,
check him out on Twitter. What You Gonna Do podcast. I think they're also on SoundCloud, guys, but don't quote me on that. But check him out. What You Gonna Do podcast.
Nobody steps on a church in my town. Yeah.
Look at the face. You kind of feel bad for him.
That's hurting. Yeah. That's like setting him on fire right there.
You feel bad for him, though.
Yeah.
He just wanted a hug.
Well, no. He stepped on a church, Tom. Brings up the flames. Woof.
His face looks very like Chucky style. Like yes. Chucky from, you know, Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Do you know they're doing another one of that? Cult of Chucky. Trailer was released a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
don't have to do it. I'm not interested. Thanks.
What was the last one you watched?
Bride.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been two since. Wait, two? Three since then.
The Son of Chucky? Seed of Chucky?
Seed of Chucky.
Chucky.
What did you say? So Bride of Chucky. Yeah. Seed of Chucky, and then there's the cult one. Yeah. Oh, no, there was Child's Play. There's another one that came out recently.
Like the remake of the Child's Play?
No, it's separate from Seed. It's him where this girl in a wheelchair ends up getting him as a gift. And then he ends up trying to kill everyone. And this one, Cult of Chucky, is a sequel to that one, but it's set in an insane asylum with inmates.
Oh, God.
But it features the kid from the original ones. He's in the asylum.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of round, whole circle again, trying to finish off what he started.
Whoa.
Would smell nice, I reckon.
Roasted marshmallow and death. Sure.
I'm talking about the marshmallow.
They've come up with a great plan. We're going to cross the streams. Nice working with you, Dr. Bateman.
It'll blow each other up. Look at him coming.
Oh, let's blast just attack it. Blast that door. They're crossing their streams. He's bringing it into play. Watch the...
I think there was actually... don't quote me, but I think there was a What If story comic book. I think it was a comic book. It ended differently. That when they crossed the streams...
Everyone blew up.
It caused a big destruction.
Like this.
I don't know if it was IDW Comics, but there was something where the streams were crossed. And there was another story that came out of it.
Okay.
So that would actually really hurt you if you got smashed by a marshmallow.
Yeah, the whole clock. Here we go, peck, catch.
Here you go, mate.
You dick.
You burnt your skin off now, pal. It doesn't hurt him, though.
No, it doesn't. He just screams about it.
All
is well in the land now. The evil entities has been destroyed.
Look at this.
Just marshmallow and the smell of roasted...
Roasted vanilla there and skin.
Skin and dog. Winston. Oh.
Yeah.
I love how in this scene, I would like to think that everyone was up being covered in the slime and Bill Murray was like, I'm not getting that shit on me. Fuck you.
Look, says the director, I don't actually want it. I don't want to get covered.
Ivan Reitman's gone, that's fine, sure. No problem, Billy.
You just go stand over there when we do this scene. Oh, no worries.
Like, everyone's covered. And then here he comes here. I think I only got some in my hair. Just a little bit. Mind you, he does have a pretty big scene coming up here with Dana.
Well, that's probably why they didn't do it.
Yeah. I would have. Oh, yeah, none of these guys are going to get...
He's got on his hand, he's packed in the back of his
Everyone is covered. Oh.
Being roasty.
Barbecued dog hair.
You got all Miller and dog hair now.
I'm sorry. I just forgot.
Look at him. I like how Winston's face, yeah. You can just see, but Winston, he's completely covered.
Look at that. How?
Oy.
His little hand.
That is really barbecued.
Yeah, that's char grill. How do you like your steak? Right. Not like that, that please.
Well done.
Yes.
How do you like your steaks?
Medium rare.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to test them, though, when you're cooking them.
Nope. I know when it... I know the specific way of cooking
it. Do you do the palm trick? Where you feel your palm and you know if it's the skin?
No.
If you draw it on your hand, it's like you can tell when it's...
Well, yeah, I know that theory. I just like... No, my style is...
Thanks, Gordon Ramsay.
Fuck off.
I love Gordon Ramsay.
I know you do.
I watch all these. I love it.
Look at this guy. He actually has the head. Somebody turn on
the lights.
Yeah, I'm going to get some pussy.
Go check on that little guy.
I'm going to get my girl out. He's got the actual dog head on his head.
I love See, Lewis has got further with her than Venkman has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he they just had like a massive...
Could she... There's a theory. Fan theory.
What?
Her kid's Lewis's.
Nah.
Because he impregnated it.
No. Like demon style. I like to think...
No, it's the wrong. No, you know what? I like your mind,
yeah. Yeah, mate. No, not really. No, you haven't. You're nowhere near my mind.
Yeah.
Who are you guys? We're the Ghostbusters.
Huh.
The question of the year. Who does your taxes? That's great.
That's my theory.
No, I like to think because they did the role reversals, she did him.
She impregnated him.
No, not impregnated. She just pegged him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Pegged. Yes. Pegged him.
I love this town! Jesus, Tom, can you believe it? We're coming... This is the end
of it.
We're coming... This is the end of our movie.
We're nearly 2 hours. Look, nearly an hour and 45 we've been talking.
Yep. Goes for a kiss.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
got hey, it.
Finally.
Shit.
Here it is.
Well, there you go, guys.
Oh, he's like... Oh. She didn't get much mallet.
Written by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis.
Ramis.
The late Harold Ramis.
Yes. Bill Murray.
Look at the minister in the back there blessing everyone.
Yeah, that's what this kind of... This is a... There he is there.
Give with a ciggy. Did you see him?
No. You see Ron Jeremy back there.
Did you see him there?
Yes.
Behind the barrier.
Behind the barrier waving he's to...
Still, still blesses him.
God bless you. As Egon. Oh.
Here he is. Who's that?
Says, thank you. And then walks away. I love this guy here.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on? Anyone want to interview me? I'm an eyewitness. I was
no
up there.
Idea what happened,
this guy's come with us. I want to go in there in the car. Look at this poor dude. It's like, come on.
No memory of what happened.
Yeah. I was an eyewitness. I turned into a dog. Look at this. Cool. Look at this. This
little roads all wrecked.
There's marshmallows everywhere.
it's a morning now. Hey?
That's that guy there from before. There was a dog.
I'm looking for Ron Jeremy now.
No, he was only...
Just that one bit.
I saw him there with his
handle. Those guys were reversing.
His handlebar mustache.
He's still blessing him.
More blessing.
Reporters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The classic videotape inside the camera to record.
Mm-hmm. Then you had to go back to your van, put that inside your...
And rewind.
Look at this guy here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Who wants to buy a shirt? Who wants to buy a shirt?
For a shirt.
I survived.
Yeah, it's a Ghostbusters. We missed the S on the top, but still 50 bucks. It's a
survivor.
Unofficial. Look at that,
people. Look at the huge clumps. Get out of the way.
Written by Ray Parker Jr.
Hi, how are you? Bye.
Was it this song that all the celebrities, isn't it? Singing in front of the mirror?
Yes.
Yeah. In his old music video.
Oh, hang on. But there was one ghost... left.
There he comes.
Slimer, and he eats us.
Yeah, but no one else saw him though.
No, we did. Which makes us think that we were on the nerve toxin that Peck was talking about, and we were the only ones who saw the ghost. Well, everyone else.
Theory.
No, it's not a theory. Just a thought. Don't talk about your. Don't give me your bullshit theories on it. Theory. Oh. No, it's just talking.
I'm sticking with the theory that Lewis impregnated Dana and had the kid. So,
Oscar, no. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
It does to me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No. There we go. 1984 of The Ghostbusters. You voted for this. I hope you're happy with yourself.
I reckon there was... because it was one of the closest votes, I reckon there were 336 votes for the whole month. I reckon it was at least 80 to 100 that voted for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we've done it justice, guys. Actually,
probably not.
Giving...
We're good on you.
Shut up!
Well, I'm being honest.
No, yeah. People love the show.
Do they?
So we actually had Ghostbusters 2 came out 5 years later.
Yeah,
in 1989.
So why does Oscar only is two?
Because the movie set straight after that.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is in my mind.
No, it isn't, because you're an idiot.
I'm going to write this down.
No,
I'm going to Google this and find out if Lewis is.
It doesn't make sense, you fucking Nimrod.
It does to me.
No, it doesn't. Pardon me.
Sorry, guys. Just got to bed.
No, I had to... Oh, I've got the gas. Pardon me.
Tom, you got a bucket?
No, I'm fine. I need to puke out my eye because I'm talking to you.
This way, you're going to get a bucket of pus in your eye.
Tom.
Oh, it's yellow.
This is finished at that point.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No worries. All right, guys. until next month, enjoy life.
Enjoy the fights.
No fights here, but I hope you enjoyed our film companion. So see you guys on next episode. Next week, topic one will be dropped. So until then, enjoy life and catch you guys later.
Hi, Alfred. Bye, Alfred.
Bye-bye. See you guys.
Alfred.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
So this one goes for about 9 minutes 53.
Got a busted lip already.
He's busted.
He's busted there, boy. What's Bill Buchanan with his open shirt there, boy? Just take it off, bro.
Just jacked up. B2L.
Who?
B2 with John Cena.
Oh, I thought you said B1. That's bananas and pajamas for our people around our near age.
That went live action now. Oh, no, it went cartoon from being live action.
That went live action.
They have guns now.
Yeah, they joined the Taliban.
They're good that two bros that come out there and fight people. In a cartoon world, just let's go. B1, B2, a two-man war.